is the start of the international service on Radio North Sea. RNI broadcasts in the medium wave band of 220 meters at 1367 kilohertz, in the 49 meter short wave band at 6205 kilohertz, and on VHF channel 44 at 100 megahertz. Radio North Sea International, the voice of Europe, the sound of the world. 220. RNI. Dynamite.
It's 2 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. This is yours truly, Daffy Don Allen, with you. The final hour, my final hour, with Radio North Sea International. From now until 9 o'clock this evening, we've got music coming your way. From 9 until 10 p.m. this evening, it's Robin Banks. From 10 until 11, it's Brian McKenzie. From 11 until 12 midnight, it's the whole of the international service of RNI. Don Allen, Brian McKenzie, Robin Banks, Roger Kent, and Bob Knobs. Anyway, we welcome you on into our final broadcast here on the international service of Radio North Sea International.
It's the wondrous Willy of the Daffy Donny Alley.
Say that again.
He picked by wonderful Willy of the Daffy Donny Alley.
He has proved beyond any question that physical attraction is purely electrochemical.
You think so? Perhaps you would like to change places with me.
The music and Daffy Don Allen.
That's what happiness is. Happiness is.
That's a great wide, wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen.
Radio North Sea International.
Daffy Don Allen's here. Oh, goody, goody gumdrops.
It's the big, by wonderful Willie of the Daffy Don Allen.
Funny.
Wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen.
The big wide, wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen.
On AM, FM, and shortwave, this is Music for Young Europe on Radio North Sea International.
Radio North Sea International.
A lovely song for you called The Year of Decision here on Radio North Sea International. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Voice of Young Europe, the sound of the world. And it's music coming your way here on the international service from now until 12 midnight this evening. As I said before, yours truly, Daffy Don Allen, with you until 9 o'clock this evening. From 9 until 10, it's Robin Banks on the Robin Banks Final Hour here on Radio North Sea. From 10 until 11, it's Brian McKenzie from 11 until 12 midnight. Of course, it's the whole of the international service of RNI.
Radio North Sea International.
It's the big, wide, wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen.
Whether you're visiting Zurich for business or pleasure, the Nova Park is the hotel to ask for. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together with its ultra-modern rooms fitted with bath, telephone, radio, and television. The Nova Park Hotel is enjoyable to live in, and meeting there is always a pleasure. The hotel forms part of Europe's first business center with conference and committee rooms with audio-visual facilities, a multilingual central secretariat, and offices placed at the disposal of today's businessman. The Nova Park Hotel also is a place to relax in, with a fully equipped fitness club, with qualified trainers and masseurs. All this, plus the Nova Park Hotel's excellent dining and drinking facilities, will make your stay in Zurich pleasant and successful. The Nova Park Hotel, Zurich, Switzerland. Telephone Zurich 542221. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together.
Lovely. greatest radio of the sea. The Trampin' and Great Radio of the sea.
I must say, on this final evening of our broadcasting here on the International Service of RNI, the weatherman has been very, very kind to us. It's a beautiful evening here in the North Sea. In fact, if I venture to say so, one of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful evening that I've ever witnessed here in the North Sea. The sea is relatively calm. The weather is absolutely marvelous. In fact, if I may go so far as to say it's a little hot down here in the studio, but of course we've had a lot of human beings frequenting the studios for the past several hours, and perhaps that may explain for the cause of all the heat down here. Anyway, musically, we're taking you through until 12 midnight this evening. You're listening to the final broadcast of the International Service of RNI.
Softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender, trembling moments start. We're in a world, our very own, sharing a love that only few have ever known. Wine-colored days, warm the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours. To my world with love, so softly
pieces of music, and one that'll certainly make me remember Radio North Sea International. I remember just a little under 2 years ago when I first came to the station, that song was very predominant in the Dutch charts. Always has been a favorite of mine. Rather hope you enjoy that too. Andy Williams on the CBS record label. Love theme from the motion picture Godfather. Speak softly, love. And I've yet to see the picture. 14 and a half minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock here on Radio North Sea International, the international service of the voice of young Europe. And our final evening of broadcasting tonight. At 12 midnight, we close our transmitters. And, of course, on Saturday evening, rather Saturday, at 6 a.m. in the morning, the Dutch service of Radio North Sea International will officially close down the station, taking you through from 6 in the morning until 8 at night. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, we hope that you're going to enjoy the music coming your way between now and 12 midnight.
From free international waters, this is 50,000 watt Radio North Sea International. Broadcasting to you 24 hours a day on three but synchronized frequencies. On 2 kilometers in the medium wave band at 1367 kilohertz. on FM to Holland at channel 44 at 100 megahertz, and for long range on the 49 meter European short wave band at 6205 kilohertz. This is Radio North Sea International, RNI, the voice of Europe, the sound of the world.
Radio North Sea International.
Well, just before getting into music, I'd like to welcome to the microphone, or rather call somebody to the microphone, somebody who's been a very instrumental part in a lot of my shows because of his kindness, one of the nicest persons that I've ever gotten to know here on Radio North Sea International, and a great fella too. And although he may not have been a predominant part in my show, perhaps I tend to exaggerate there, he's always kindly and thoughtfully brought me down a cup of coffee. It always seems to be at the right time. And rightly so tonight, brings me a bottle of bitter lemon. My good friend, Harold De Winter. Harold, come over here. And welcome on into my final hour on Radio North Sea.
The last hour.
Anyway, been 2 years now. We've been good friends, eh?
Prima.
I think from the time I came on board, we just took a shine to each other, friend-wise, and we've been friends ever since. Perhaps you'd like to come a little closer to the microphone, say hello to Corey. And children in, where is it?
Beverwijk. Nou, Corrie, hier ben ik dan. Ik zal dit waarschijnlijk wel de laatste keer zijn dat ik nog eventjes de groeten hier bij Don doe, want ja, dit is Don's last hour. Corrie, alles is hier goed en wel aan boord. Mijn kinderen zal het ook allemaal wel goed zijn. En ik zou zeggen, veel groeten van mij hier en van Don. En tot gauw mogelijk. Doei.
Mm. Harold, it's been a great 2 years, hasn't it, eh? Lots of fun in the 2 years. And now the big question is, where is everybody going? Perhaps some people are going to the Mediterranean, other people are going elsewhere. Anyway, I must say, for the past 2 years, we've had a great time here on board. Everybody's had lots of fun, lots to drink, lots to eat. And generally speaking, we've had nothing to complain about. Anyway, getting into music now. Many thanks indeed to Harold De Winter for dropping by here just for a few more. You just came back on board today.
Yeah, today.
How many days holiday have you had?
One day.
Now you're back on the ship again. Oh, great. Yeah. Anyway, you'll be here for the close down, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be here till when? Saturday? Sunday?
Sunday.
Anyway, Harold, many thanks indeed for coming into the studio. And great to speak to you. And it was a pleasure having you here on the final hour of the Dappy Don Allen Radio Show, 18 after the hour of 8 o'clock. there's a song for you by the Flower Pot Men, another great song in my memory, my repertoire of music that I've come to know over the past, well, let's say the past 10 years. Anyway, I just sort of vaguely remember that one from about late 67, early 68. 22 minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock here on the last hour of the Daffy Don Allen Radio Show here on RNI.
Radio 74.
Another one of my favorites now as I brush the sweat off my brow. By golly, it's hot in this studio tonight, I'll tell you. The Hollies and the song called Magic Woman Touch.
I'm looking through at yesterday. Keep searching for the same old clue. How can I get to you?
Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch. Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch.
I know there's been a change in me.
Ask me why, I don't know.
My friends no longer speak to me.
Ask me why, I don't know. Cast your spell upon me one more time. I wanna be your magic woman touch.
I love that record there. The song, I can remember when I, let's see, when that was first released, we were all sitting around. This is before we had our Smash Plays. We always used to sit around and pick out our favorite records. And I picked that one to be a big hit. And I don't think too many guys on the ship had too much faith in that record at the time, but there was something about that particular record that really sort of made me groove. And I think it got as high as number 3, possibly number 1. I can't remember now. My memory doesn't serve me that good. Anyway, coming up to 26 after the hour of 8 o'clock on this little shindig we call the final hour of broadcasting for yours truly. Of course, I'll be back, let me see, somewhere around 11:45 this evening. And Brian McKenzie and I have decided to close the station down mutually, being as we're the two longest-serving disc jockeys here. I think Brian's been here for something like 3 years, and yours truly has almost been here for 2 years. It's been a... well, it's been a very mixed 2 years. It's been stormy weather-wise at various times. It's been beautiful at times. And we've had our ups and downs and things like this, but all in all, generally speaking, I think one's memory tends to serve only to recollect the good times, and good times we have had here on the ship. Very, very beautiful
memory is going to serve in years to come, working on the North Sea. Wow, just too much. 3 years in Ramsey Bay, 2 years in the North Sea, and 3.5 years in the Isle of Man. What a history, man. Anyway, we could go on talking forever. And also, before we get back into music, I would like to also say what a pleasure it's been to work with a little lady here who's been host of Skyline, although she's never physically, I must admit this now, she's never physically been on board. She's always taped her programs. And she's a very intelligent broadcaster. I only wish that we would have had the pleasure of working with her on board, but unfortunately, I don't think that would be humanly possible for Louise to make it out here. Mind you, she'd create havoc if she did. Oh, dear. Can you imagine us doing our programs with Louise on board? Anyway, I must say, for those of you who aren't acquainted with Louise, well, she's a very knowledgeable, very intelligent broadcaster who at one time was, she was assistant program director at Manx Radio in the Isle of Man. And I certainly had the pleasure. 3 years, I think, I worked with Louise. And I must say, on the surface, I don't think too much of women broadcasters, especially when they get into an executive position, because I think that, maybe I'm being biased when I say this, but I think executive position should be left to the men. But Louise certainly proved herself, and it certainly was a pleasure working with this very knowledgeable, intelligent female at Manx Radio. She was there for, the 3 years that I was there. And she certainly proved herself in every way that she knew what there was to know about broadcasting. So just keep that in mind every time you hear this little diligent...
Hello, Dom, baby.
Lovely. Oh, funny. Beautiful.
Funny.
Lovely.
It's the big, wide, wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen.
A lot of people have written in asking about Louise, you know, just who is this mysterious young lady who does the Skyline show? Well, I'm glad to say that Louise is, she has now left Manx Radio, and she is happily, well, she has left Manx Radio for quite some time, and she's happily married. She's the mother of a bouncing baby boy, I believe it is, and she resides in the Isle of Man. And once again, a lovely female, I must admit that. She's very beautiful looking, too. For those of you who've seen a picture of her, I'm sure you'll agree with me. Anyway, we better get into music here, 29 after 8 o'clock.
Canadian Pacific. Canadian Pacific. Canadian
Pacific. I rode your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in an iron mine.
Hello, Don Baby.
When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia. And I fished them salty waters for a time, passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick. I could see them rocks and cliffs of solid stone, listening to the seagulls calling to each other. Made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flows. In the quiet hours, your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm, soft kisses when you rolled into Alberta. Your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. Feel the nearness of her warm, soft kisses when you rolled into Alberta, westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. pushing on past Lake Louise and all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above. I got to British Columbia in heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love. Canadian Pacific carried me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forest to the sunshine of her smile. Across the plains and rugged mountains you kept this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, you took me to my baby's arms. Canadian Pacific carried me 3,000 miles through the valley.
On AM, FM, and shortwave, this is Music for Young Europe on Radio North Sea International.
Ah, dear, oh dear, 27 minutes now to the hour of 9 o'clock. 27 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. It's a Thursday, no, it's a Friday evening, I beg your pardon here, Friday evening, the final day of broadcasting for the international service of Radio Nordsee. Once again, that lineup, just in case you missed it, from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening, Robin Banks takes you through with his final hour. From 10 until 11, it's Brian McKenzie. From 11 until 12 midnight, it's the whole of the international service of R&I. Don Allen, Brian McKenzie, Robin Banks, Bob Noakes, and Roger Kent. We'll be all with you between that final fateful hour, 11 and 12 midnight. Right now, musically, we have a song here that I'm sure is going to bring back memories to a lot of offshore radio enthusiasts, and this is a song for you by the Roaring Sixties called We Love the Pirates.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your
fight, be a fighter.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyway, there's a song for you by the Roarin' 60s. That's called We Love the Pirate Stations. 23 and a half minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. You know, it doesn't seem like the final evening of broadcasting, being as we're so used to sitting here on the chair behind the microphone and spinning the good music at you. And I must say, in the past 2 years of being on Radio North Sea International, I would like to thank, countless thousands of people who have written in to not only myself, but the various disc jockeys. I remember when I first started on the station, the welcome was absolutely unbelievable. The amount of letters that poured in the first week that I was on board, I just couldn't believe it. And I think that this stems back from a saying that I heard quite a few years ago, that with the advent of offshore radio, at least with me beginning my career with Radio Caroline, I think the one good thing about offshore radio was that one didn't have to prove himself before being accepted. And I think this was a boom for anybody with an accent like mine, because, as you know, established radio requires no mid-Atlantic accent, or at least in very, very few cases. And there's been very, very few North American disc jockeys that have survived the radio boom over here, apart from offshore radio. I remember back as far as 1964, actually just a few, we'll briefly go into the history of myself, if you'll so permit me to. I remember back in 1964, late 1964, it was December the 20th, actually, to be specific, December the 20th, 1964, when I touched down at London Heathrow. And, of course, my reason for coming over to England was to spend what was supposed to be a very enjoyable honeymoon. And we were set to go back to Canada in March of 1965. And one day, just out of tomfoolery, happened to be up in London, and I just walked into the offices of Radio Caroline and said, do you have any vacancies for disc jockeys? And to my amazement, they said, when can you start? So I was rather left dumbfounded. And to cut a long story short, the very next day I was going down to Harwich and out on the Mi Amigo. Well, I spent something like about 6 months on Radio Caroline South, and then later came into work in London at Caroline House in the production studios. But really, I'd never been to sea before in my life, and this was one of the most fateful things that ever happened to me. I thought, good grief, you know, I can't possibly stomach this. I was sick every day, and I came down with a virus and all sorts of things, and I thought, well, the sea just isn't for me. So reluctantly, I said goodbye to Caroline South, came into Caroline House and worked in the production unit. And then Simon D, I suppose everybody's heard of him, more or less tempted me to go up on the North ship just for a few weeks, he said, while certain disc jockeys were sorted out, because they had a shortage of disc jockeys up there. So I went up there on a temporary basis and spent something like 2.5 very enjoyable years on the North ship. I made a lot of friends on Radio Caroline North, in the north of England, Scotland, Wales, in Ireland. And it was a fateful day when we got towed away. I believe it was March the 2nd, 1968, about 6 days before my birthday. And of course, I celebrated my birthday at sea that year. And when we got to Amsterdam, needless to say, I was absolutely sick to death. I didn't want to even look at another drink, because we had really gone overboard and celebrated in style. Anyway, for one full year after that, I did absolutely nothing apart from one program on Radio Andorra. And that was most enjoyable. Flew over to Paris and did the Caroline Revival Hour on Radio Andorra. And it seemed that, as fate had it, one full year from the day that we were towed away, I resumed my broadcasting activities on Manx Radio in the Isle of Man. March the 2nd, I believe it was, 1969. And stayed there until, I believe it was August, the end of August, or was it September? I think it was the end of September, I'm not too sure of the date, 1972. And then from there on in, November 1972, I resumed my broadcasting activities again here on Radio North Sea International. So all in all, it's been one long honeymoon, I suppose, one could term. And a most enjoyable one. It's going to be rather tearful to leave such a wonderful country as England, and I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I had no idea that I was going to stay over here this long, and the chain of events that led up to my staying over here
have been so memorable that it's just unbelievable when I sit back and think about it. Coming over here for a three-month honeymoon and 10 years, well, it'll be 10 years this December the 20th. So that is one hell of a long honeymoon, isn't it? Anyway, the story of yours truly in a nutshell, I suppose one could say. And I hope that you found that most enjoyable. For those of you who found it rather boring, I do beg your pardon for taking up so much time. Anyway, as we sweat and smolder here in the studio, it is a very, very hot night. As we said before, a very beautiful night here on Radio North Sea International. The North Sea is relatively, well, actually it's very calm, not relatively calm. And everybody seems to be rushing around here, uncertainty yet as to what their final hour is going to consist of. Actually, I'll be quite truthful with you. I haven't rehearsed this final hour at all. It's just coming straight off the top of my head. So I hope that those of you who are taping this, when you play it back, you don't find it too boring. Anyway, musically, once again, we're going to turn to Peters and Lee. And I find this sort of a romantic, very melancholy song, especially suited for this occasion. It's very beautiful, too, called Don't Stay Away Too Long.
Tell me you'll be thinking of me.
14 minutes to go before not. Where does the time go, I ask myself. Anyway, there we have it, a song for you by Peters and Lee here on Radio Nordsee International. And do you realize that we haven't heard my friend Hank here? here we go.
Funny.
We're in the right mood now. We're starting to groove here, man. We are really starting to groove. Everything is happening now. We're going haywire. All right, just a minute now. Hold everything. Just a hold. Wait a minute here now. Well, needless to say, no doubt, over the past 2 years, if you've been listening to Radio North Sea International regularly, you'll know, of course, my first love comes for country music, and here we go, the very beautiful little gal. Her name is Susan Ray with a song called I've Got a Happy Heart.
Happiness is something that we all need plenty of. It starts from deep inside your heart, for you've someone to love. So if you're
Susan Ray here on the fine law of the Daffy Don Allen Radio Show with a song for you called I Have Got a Happy Heart. And here we go with Bob.
They call me Marjorie.
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 Marjorie. Marjorie. Marjorie. Marjorie. Marjorie. Marjorie. So you can trust your husband and live until old. I got a job with old Farmer Giles the other week. He said you can start Monday morning and we work from half past 7 till 6. Well, he doesn't like getting up in the morning, so he didn't turn up till 20 to 9. He said, hey, you should have been here at half past 7. I said, why? What happened? Sammy Grunge. T'other day we was walking across a field and all of a sudden he stopped dead. He said, looks like, smells like, tastes like. God, I'm glad I didn't tread in that. Sat on your old five-bar gate down the road. This girt car pulls up in front of him. Toff sticks his head out and he says to me, George, which is the way of London? I said, how'd you know my name was George? He said, I guessed it. I said, you guess your bloody way of London.
Hello everyone, this is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
Here he comes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
There he goes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. Just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gon' give us a peek. Oh yes, they call him the street.
Look at that, look at that.
He likes to show off his physique.
Look at that, look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed right there in front of the shop. So
he ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. Hey, I'm just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling, right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Right there in front of the home. Hey.
What is they call in the street?
Here comes again. Who's that with it?
That's Ethel.
We have a song for you by Ray Stevens here on the final hour of the Daffy Don Allen Radio Show. A song called "The Streak," and it has taken our time now to 6 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. And we hope that you're enjoying the music so far. Well, every clown has a serious moment, and we have 6 minutes left in the life of the wide and wonderful world of yours truly here on Radio Nordsee International. And one of my most favorite songs, if not most favorite, comes from Labby Siffre, and I hope that you enjoy this. A little on the sentimental side. I love this. Called "Laughing, Crying." Don't even know the title. I don't even know the title of it. It's called "Crying, Laughing, Loving and Lying."
Never did nobody no good, no how. That's why I don't cry. That's why I don't cry. Sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing now. Loving
say that song has some true sentimental value to me, and I can hope that you enjoyed that too. A song for you by Larry Siffre, and unless I specifically look at the cover, I can never seem to get those four words together rightly. Crying, Laughing, Loving, and Lying, a composition that was written also by Larry Siffre. We have 2.5 more minutes to go, and I think in the 2.5 minutes that we have left, I'd like to say to each and every one of you listeners who have listened in to the wide and wonderful world of yours truly, or better known as the Daffy Don Allen Radio Show, and also the Don Allen Country Jamboree, a regular Saturday night feature. It certainly has seen its time slots here on RNI from 12 until 2, then 10 until 12, and finally from 8 until 10. To each and every one of you folks who've listened in to the country show and also to the regular show, I'd like to say many, many thanks from the bottom of my heart. It certainly has been lovely knowing nice people. And from me and my gang of idiots on board here, well, actually, she's not an idiot. She's a lovely girl, aren't you, Alice?
Lovely.
Beautiful. And, of course, my laughing hyena here, old Hank, will say, we'll say cheerio and God bless. It certainly has been nice knowing you. And bye-bye from...
Wonderful world of Daffy Don Allen. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend. The road we have traveled has come to an end. When two loves the same love, one love has to lose, for it's you who she longs for, it's you she will choose. Adios, compadre, what must be, remember to name one muchacho for me. I will ride to the river.